Roger Williams University is hosting a crisis management seminar on May 3rd at their Providence campus. Crises, whether a natural disaster, cyber attack, or financial instability, can have severe repercussions if not handled properly. This is where crisis management plays a pivotal role. Join Roger Williams MBA students and expert speakers to learn how to prepare for the unexpected. The program is totally free and open to the public. You can register online at rwu.edu/events/crisis-management-symposium.
This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
This is Bill Bartholomew in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, where I just attended the one and only pre-primary debate between the three Rhode Island Republican gubernatorial candidates. Moderated by conservative talk radio host John DePietro, most questions began as an attack on Governor Gina Raimondo. And until nearly the end of the 60-minute session, the forum felt more like a group interview than a proper debate. I caught up with each candidate after the debate, beginning with Mayor Fung amongst other members of the Rhode Island media.
Mayor, how'd it go? First debate?
No, I was very excited to be out there to, you know, have all the listeners hear about what we've done in Cranston, you know, the successes that we've had over the, you know, close to a decade now that I've been mayor, you know, making sure that we focused on them, focused on our small to medium-sized business owners, and that's the same type of approach I'll take to the State House, making sure we cut taxes. You know, the big part that I wanted to leave with is hearing about the incompetencies of the governor, how she's failed many of us in so many different areas, but I've got the right recipe: cutting our sales tax, cutting fees, cutting regulations to turn our economy around, because it's frustrating. We're up here in Woonsocket today. We're just across the border in Massachusetts. You see so many Rhode Island license plates going there. I want to stop that bleeding, keep a lot of our dollars on a local economy, turn things around the right way without this corporate welfare approach, and I've proven that we've done it in Garden City and Chapel View.
Mayor, despite what happened today, you've been criticized, the governor's been criticized for not committing to more debates with your primary opponents. Having done it today, will you rethink that strategy?
I'm proud to have been here today so that all the listeners of Rhode Island can, you know, see the differences, the contrast between the three primary opponents. You know, like I ended, you know, the real problem that we have is the governor. I look forward to having debates with her after the primaries. And I've been in cities and towns all throughout Rhode Island talking to Rhode Islanders about their challenges, their struggles, and how my plan to turn our state around is the right approach, and it's resonating. And that's what I'm going to continue doing.
Mayor, quite frankly, though, every single question started with an attack on the governor as opposed to a question about the separations between the candidates. So why won't you commit to a debate moderated by a journalist?
I'm not going to get into whether John's a journalist or not, but we are in a Republican primary. He's a conservative talk radio host, and that's why we're here. All
of
you guys are here.
Questions on about John DePietro.
Let me finish, Steve, if you don't mind. I'll answer your question. You know, the questions... We don't make the questions, you know, John does. But the bottom line is you had the opportunity to hear the differences and approaches and the successes that I've had in Cranston compared to what Gio brings to the table and what Rep. Morgan has brought to the table. So I'm excited to have been here, and I'm out in the community every single day talking to our residents one by one, asking for their support.
Mayor, were you able to separate yourself from the other GOP candidates with just the hour that you had today? Do you feel like your positions and your vision is out front and clear from the other two, your two opponents?
Absolutely. I think I showed today that, you know, Cranston is a success story with a lot of the reforms that we've made over time. We're going to be in a primary in 13 short days, and I'm here asking all those primaries for their support on Wednesday, September 12th. And it showed today a clear contrast between acting as a CEO for the past 9-plus years that I've been in Cranston, leading our city's, our state's second largest city, doing a lot of great things to support our small business owners and medium, as well as large, to create the environment where businesses are coming in droves, adding 4,000 new jobs, 70-plus businesses that have come in. That's what I'm going to do for every community throughout Rhode Island.
Last question, guys.
Again, Mayor, if this was positive, like you said, why not do other venues more debates?
Because I'm out there talking to voters. I will do more debates once the primaries are over. My focus is on making sure we turn our state around, talking to individuals one-on-one in the community.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
I was able to catch up with Giovanni Froschi in a one-on-one interview.
How are you? Sorry.
Very well. How are you?
Good. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
What's happening?
How did it go today in this debate?
I think it went well in the sense that, you know, we did have an hour of time to present our message to the people of Rhode Island. And, you know, I'm going to continue to pound home the fact that I believe we should focus on the future. And that requires having the vision. And then in order for that vision to be successful, you have to have the leadership and the experience to get it done.
And you feel like you highlighted your resume and your vision today to voters who might have been unsure about your candidacy for one reason or another?
I hope so. I believe I did. I think that, you know, I try and stay out of the fray of, you know, some people are kind of going after one another, and I'm just trying to stay on message. I just think it's too important because we have this transformational opportunity. You know, technology is moving so fast that we have to, you know, hurry up and not miss that boat. And so, you know, I just try and focus on that message. But, you know, people do want to know who you are, and so I just highlight the fact that I have been in... you know, in a situation where I grew up in a blue-collar town. I'm an immigrant. I grew up in things that they likely relate to. And hopefully I'm that, you know, the guy who made it, you know, and take care. Thank you.
Are you inspired by what happened in Florida with the gubernatorial candidates there?
I am. I'm frankly nationwide. I think, you know, for me, remember, I was elected to the state Senate, and I unseated an incumbent. And that was coming off of the, you know, banking crisis, Reform 92, like all these things that happened back then. Ross Perot was running, you know, all these things were going on where people had been fed up and they had enough. And that's what I'm hoping they see and understand. And I just don't know really, again, on the tea leaves, how to read them, because straight up polls don't seem to be giving the right information.
Right. You certainly saw that with the presidential election. So,
absolutely. Yeah. And I think even as you said, you know, looking across the country, people are down 35 points 2 weeks before, winning elections by 15.
Right.
I mean, what does that even say? It's not like they're squeaking by and they were down by five. So it just says that people are, A, not answering the questions when called, or B, we're just not reaching, you know, the right voters, and we're probably reaching the same folks over and over again. And, yeah, some of them are made up their mind. I want to be the alternative to Alan Funk. That's my point here. To me, he's our incumbent. I'm trying to unseat him. So that's where
Thank
we
you.
Are. Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
All right, take care. Thanks
take care.
For everything.
Yeah, always. Yep. And then I also caught up with Representative Patricia Morgan in another one-on-one interview following her media scrum.
All right, Mr.
Yeah.
Bartholomew
yeah.
here.
Hey, good
He's
memory.
A
what
musician,
a pleasure.
Can't you tell?
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Actually,
he is so
we're take
cool.
over the studio.
Yeah.
Can I just ask you a couple of questions?
Sure.
How do you feel it went today?
You know, this is, and I made the case, this is the first time the people have actually heard Alan's record exposed. He has been running a no-comment campaign. He hasn't been leveling with the people. So nobody knew that his economic development plan is already $314 million in the hole from day one. Nobody heard that they have the eighth highest taxes in Cranston, and he's done that to them. He's raised taxes 20%. His debt has exploded by 43% while he's been there. I mean, these are things people need to know. He's a tax and spend Democrat. He's not a fiscally conservative Republican.
So you feel like you're able to separate yourself from Mayor Fung and Gio today a little bit?
A little bit, given the constraints, not enough. I mean, I believe in Republican principles and ideas. I really think that if we can take the weights off of our economy, if we can make government transparent and accountable and squeeze the corruption and the insider deals out, that Rhode Island can be a great state again. We can be prosperous. Everybody can be prosperous. I intend to do it.
Got less than 2 weeks now. How does it feel?
It feels good. Actually, the momentum is really on my side. we're doing well, and we're there. I think this is going to be a close primary, so I don't want anybody to get complacent. I need them to come to the polls and vote for me, but I can do this.
Last question, a lot of positive movement today or conversation regarding your Arlene Violet, I won't say nomination, but, you know, the suggestion that she could be your IG. Was that something you've thought of for a while, or did it just click?
You know, the Inspector General has been out there for a while. I have sponsored or co-sponsored a bunch of bills trying to get it done. I've advocated for it. I've testified for it. Now I'm going to get it done. As governor, we will have an Inspector General, and it is an incredibly valuable tool to have a watchdog right there in the State House watching over government and government spending. And Honestly, when I talked with Arlene and she said she was receptive, I was thrilled.
Thanks so much.
All righty.
See you out there. Yep.
Bye.
For the Bartholomew Town Podcast, Bill Bartholomew, Woonsocket, Rhode Island.
At HealthSource RI for Employers, we provide access to health insurance to more than 1,100 local businesses and nonprofits, and 96% of them renew through us every year. Maybe it's our choice of 19 different health plans, our 10 years of customizing solutions, or our one local team of dedicated experts helping employers find quality health insurance. See how our numbers stack up for you. Learn more at healthsourceri.com/employers.